Good morning, everyone. My name is Melanie Reif, and I'm the Administrative Law Judge for the Utah Public Service Commission. This morning, we are hearing docket 14-235101. This is a joint application for approval to transfer control. It involves a number of parties, essentially, it will allow what has been identified as L3 to acquire indirect control of TW Telecom Utah. At this time, let's start by taking appearances, starting with you, sir.
I am William Evans, and with me is Joe Stultz, both from Parsons, Bailey, and Latimer. And we are appearing for Level 3 Communications, Inc., Saturn Merger Sub 1 LLC, Saturn Merger Sub 2 LLC, Level 3 Communications LLC, Broadwing Communications LLC, Global Crossing Telecommunications Inc., Global Crossing Local Services Inc., and Wiltel Communications LLC. And for brevity, we from here on out will call all of those entities Level 3, if that's acceptable. And with us on the phone today is our witness, Richard Thayer, T-H-A-Y-E-R.
Thank you very much. Mr. Oldroyd, nice to have you here this morning.
It's nice to be here. Thank you. I'm Jerry Oldroyd, Ballard Spahr, representing TW Telecom, Inc., TW Telecom Holdings, Inc., and TW Telecom of Utah, LLC. And on the phone, I have Mr. Greg Diamond from TW Telecom, who will be our witness.
Thank you. Mr. Justin Jenner, thank you for being here.
Thank you. And I'm Justin Jenner, representing the Utah Division of Public Utilities. And with me is Ron Slusher, also with the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you again, everyone. Mr. Evans, this is your application. Would you like to proceed?
Yes, thank you. Joint application of Level 3 and TW Telecom was filed on July 2nd, 2014. This application seeks Public Service Commission approval to consummate a transaction under which Level 3 will acquire indirect control of TW Telecom Utah. The Commission has issued an action request on July 2nd to the Division of Public Utilities, and they have filed a report as of July 31 on the application, which we will let Mr. Slusher comment on. The applicable statute in this case requires that in order for the Commission to approve this transaction, it has to be shown that after hearing that the transaction is in the public interest. Under the applicable Commission regulation, it is presumed that approval is in the public interest. So the purpose of presenting testimony today is to make sure that the record is complete, to give the Commission and others an opportunity to ask questions that might bear upon the Commission's decision of whether to approve this transaction. So with that, we're ready to call our witness, Rick Thayer.
Mr. Thayer, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you, sir. Are you prepared to testify this morning?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. Would you kindly raise your right hand, please? And do you swear that the testimony you'll be giving today is the truth?
I do.
Okay, very good, sir. Please proceed, Mr. Evans.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Thayer. For the record, would you please state your name, business address, and your position at Level 3?
I am Richard E. Thayer, Senior Counsel for Level 3 Communications, Inc. My business address is 1025 El Dorado Boulevard, Broomfield, Colorado, 80021.
Are you the same Richard Thayer that signed the verification accompanying the joint application that was filed with the Utah Commission in this docket?
Yes, I am.
Is it still the case that the information stated in the joint application is true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Are there any changes or corrections that need to be made to the joint application?
No, there are not.
And on July 10, did you cause to be filed with the commission the joint applicant's supplemental exhibit 1 to the joint application?
Yes, I did.
Can you please explain to us what that is?
The supplemental exhibit 1 is the consolidated application of TW Telecom and Level 3 that we filed with the FCC on July 7, 2014, requesting streamlined treatment and consent from the FCC to the same transfer control for which we are seeking the Utah Commission's approval here today.
Has the FCC taken any action on that application?
Yes, it has. On July 18th, it issued a public notice establishing a pleading cycle and comment period for the application.
Was streamlined treatment granted for that application?
No, it was not. We had to file multiple applications with the FCC because of the nature of the application and the applicants and the assets involved. So the FCC was unable to streamline the process and set a schedule for receiving comments.
And do you have a copy of the public notice in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Can you confirm the FCC's WC docket number in that matter?
It's WC docket number 14-104.
May I approach?
Yes, you may.
I have just handed around joint applicant's supplemental exhibit 2, which is the public notice that Mr. Thayer was referring to, issued by the FCC on July 18, 2014, and requested that be marked as supplemental exhibit 2. Mr. Thayer, do you know whether there have been any comments filed yet at the FCC?
To my knowledge, there have not been any comments filed at the FCC as yet.
Do you anticipate that the FCC application will ultimately result in an approval?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a copy of the Utah application in front of you?
I do.
Would you take a look at the application at the bottom of page 8, I believe it is. Beginning.
Okay.
And I'll read it. It says there existing and prospective. Let's see.
Question? I'm sorry, you broke up.
I'm sorry. The question is, on page bottom of page 8 and 9, it says the applicants expect to request approval from utility regulatory agencies in the following states, and then you the application lists a dozen or so states there. Is this list complete, to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Have any commissions in states where approval is required issued orders approving the transaction that's under consideration here today?
Yes. As of today, we have received approval from 4 states, Delaware, Arizona, Ohio, and Louisiana.
Has there been any opposition to the application filed in any of these states?
No, there is not.
Are you aware of any opposition to the Utah application?
No, I am not.
Would you please describe to us why the proposed transaction is in the public interest?
Sure. This really represents the combination of two very competitive and strong telecommunication carriers in the industry. We expect that the merger is going to allow these combined entities to better meet the local, national, and global needs of customers, which in the current environment is extremely important. Existing and prospective customers of both companies are going to benefit from the combined product offering, including a focus on helping enterprises and carriers manage growth. The transaction is also going to enhance competition by combining, as I said, the two complementary non-dominant carriers that have a national footprint, if you will. It's going to allow us to compete against carriers such as AT&T and Verizon in the enterprise and wholesale market space in Utah and throughout the United States. The operation as an integrated company is going to allow each of our operating companies to be more competitive and deliver greater value, variety, and innovative services to our customers than we can individually. The transaction will be conducted so that it's transparent to the Utah customers of Level 3 and TW Telecom. There's going to be no change of carrier for these customers, no assignment of authorizations required, and no discontinuance or impairment of service. Following the completion of the transaction, customers will receive the same high-quality communication services that they do at present, without interruption and without any immediate change in rate, terms, or conditions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Thayer is now available for cross.
Questions for Mr. Thayer?
I have no questions.
No questions for the division.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Evans. Thank you, Mr. Thayer.
Thank you.
Your testimony has been noted, and you may be excused, or if you wish to hold the line, you may do so.
Mr. Oldroyd. I'll hold the line.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to call Mr. Greg Diamond from TW Telecom.
Mr. Diamond, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. And Mr. Oldroyd, would you mind speaking up? That'd be good. Could hear a little bit better.
I'm sorry, Mr. Diamond. Is that better?
That's better, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Diamond, would you please state your full name, your business address, and your title with TW Telecom?
Just one
yes,
moment.
My name.
Just one moment, please. I haven't put him under oath yet, so
let me
go ahead
sorry.
And do that. Mr. Diamond, one issue we need to take care of before you give your testimony this morning is to put you under oath. And so if you would kindly raise your right hand.
Raise.
And do you swear to tell the truth this morning during your testimony?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Oldroyd, you may proceed. Thank you.
Again, I apologize. Mr. Diamond, would you please state your full name, your business address, and your title with TW Telecom?
Certainly. Gregory T. Diamond. Business address is 10475 Park Meadows Road, Littleton, Colorado. And my title is Vice President of Regulatory Affairs.
Mr. Diamond, as Vice President of TW Telecom, are you familiar with the joint application for transfer of control that was filed on July 2nd?
Yes, I am.
Did you participate in drafting that document?
Yes, I did.
Is that document true and correct and represents the position of TW Telecom as far as you're aware of today?
Yes, it is.
Do you have any changes that you believe should be made? Any changes, modifications, or corrections?
No changes, no.
Okay. Will you please summarize to the best of your ability why the approval of the application and the completion of the transfer of control between Level 3 and TW Telecom would be in the public interest?
Well, certainly in addition to, and I would be would like to adopt all of the statements made by Mr. Thayer. Certainly, the combined company will allow combined company will have a greater opportunity to compete against carriers such as CenturyLink in Utah and the Salt Lake Valley and elsewhere, and will provide TD Ava Telecom, which has a deep metro fiber footprint, to take advantage of the long haul capabilities of Level 3, and we have been, in fact, recently announced our entry for the first time into the Utah market late last year, and have already begun to serve new customers, and the combined company will allow an even greater opportunity to provide competitive services to customers in the Salt Lake Valley.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. I have no further questions. I'll submit Mr. Diamond for cross-examination.
Mr. Evans?
No questions here, thank you.
No questions from the division.
Thank you. Mr. Diamond, just one question for you, please. Do you know if there's been any opposition to the application that's pending before the commission?
None that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Any follow-up?
No.
Okay. Mr. Diamond, you are excused. You may hold the line if you wish to do so. I would just ask that you please mute your end, and if it becomes necessary to participate further, to unmute at that time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Jetter?
Thank you. The division would like to call our witness, Ron Slusher.
Good morning, Mr. Slusher.
Good morning.
Are you prepared to testify this morning?
Yes.
And would you kindly raise your right hand? Do you swear that your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Slusher, would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Name is Ron Slusher, S as in Sam, L-U-S-H-E-R. I'm the utility technical consultant for the Public Utilities Division.
Thank you. And with your involvement in this docket, have you reviewed the joint application filed by the parties along with the attending exhibits, as well as Supplemental Exhibit 1 that was filed July 10th in this docket?
Yes, I have.
And did you prepare the memorandum dated July 31st, 2014 that was filed by the Division of Public Utilities?
Yes, I did.
Does the recommendation made in that memorandum still reflect the current position of Division of Public Utilities?
Yes, it does.
And do you have any edits or changes you'd like to make to that?
I do not.
Have you reviewed what's been presented today as Supplemental Exhibit 2, which is a notice from the FCC and docket WC 14104?
Yes, I did.
And did that raise any new concerns or change your opinion on the approval of this application?
It has not.
And so with all of that information taken into account, do you believe that approval of the application is just and reasonable and in the public interest?
Yes.
And finally, are you aware of any opposition or reasons why this application should not be granted by the commission?
I have not seen any interveners objecting to this application, and still feel it is in the public interest and should go forward.
Thank you. With that, I submit Mr. Slusher to cross-examination.
Mr. Evans?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Oldroyd?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Slusher, just a follow-up question to your response to Mr. Jetter's question about whether there has been opposition. Apart from there being no interveners, are you aware of any objection or concerns that have been raised with your division about this pending
application? I have not seen or heard of any.
Okay. Thank you very much for that clarification. Very good. I think now would be a good opportunity to admit what has been filed in the docket, just for clarification. And to make things simple, if you don't mind, the commission will admit the application as well as the supplemental exhibit number 1 and the supplemental exhibit number 2, which was submitted this morning and which should be attached to the transcript when it is prepared, so that it does become part of the record in this docket. The commission also admits the July 31st filing by the division, which is their recommendation to approve the application. And before my final question in this matter, I do want to ask, just as a matter of procedure, whether there is anyone here present who wishes to speak on behalf of the application who has not already done so. Hearing no such indication, the commission will take notice that there has been no objection, and will proceed with preparing the order as timely as possible when we receive the transcript. Mr. Evans, I do want to ask you, just for clarification, because you do specify a date in your application of a desired date on which you would like to complete this transaction, which is the 30th of September. And generally speaking, we usually have a couple of weeks before we get the transcript, and then generally speaking, a couple of weeks after that before the order is issued. Has there been any change in your timeline?
There has not, as far as I know. With the proceeding at the FCC taking the track that it has, and with their comment period, etc., I still think that it is that Level 3 hopes that the commission could issue an order by September 30.
Okay. I think that should be very doable. I just wanted to make sure that nothing had changed on your end.
No.
So,
thank you.
Is there anything further before the commission this morning? All right. Well, thank you very much for being here, and an order will be coming. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Your Honor.